I was trying to think of the psychic vampires that I have known in my life, and I guess what let me down that, other than your other criteria, was the only ones I could think of were women. And I'm not saying that I just can't think of any men that were in my life that ever did that. But women, it seemed, needed more, and so they were taking more. And maybe I'm not understanding yet psychic vampirism. Maybe that's what we need to do then, is define that better. So let's talk about that. What makes a psychic vampire? How does a psychic vampire come to be?
Well, psychic vampires come to be a result of what happens in their family. And so if you were brought up by other psychic vampires, then you tend to be one yourself. If you have parents who were sucking you dry or sucking others dry, you mimic that. You learn from it. And so you learn those habits. And psychic vampires are people, I believe, who have an initial trauma to their energy field early on in childhood. And so the subtle energy field gets nicked from a trauma, and it could be narcissistic parents, it could be alcoholic parents, it could be neglectful parenting, it could be a trauma, some kind of psychic trauma that happened that causes a nick, and as a result of that, there's a leak in the energy field. And, of course, most people don't know that, but unconsciously they compensate by then learning to suck from other people. And so as a psychiatrist and an intuitive, the way I work with people is to go back to that initial trauma of what nicked them and their energy field and what caused them to be an energy vampire, and to help to heal that so they don't have to do that anymore.
And so how can you do that? How can you isolate or pinpoint that time for that nicking of their energy force?
Well, what I do with patients is that I do a remote viewing on each patient, which means I do an intuitive reading before I even meet somebody. So I get flashes of their basic issues of what went on. And if I get a flash of abuse, or I get a flash of perhaps a physical illness, and then they collaborate that when they come in, then I help to work with them on those issues to help heal the remnants of the energy that's still in the body, the grief, the pain, the disappointment, the trauma, and to begin to bring it out into the open so it can be released from the body. And then what's so beautiful, it's like the energy field begins to sew itself up again. It's really beautiful, and the energy vampire can feel that. They can feel a kind of wholeness that comes about, so there's not as much of a need to go to other people and suck them dry.
How many people who are energy vampires know they're energy vampires?
Well, one easy way is to ask loved ones and family members, is there anything I'm doing to drain you?
Mm.
And this is a question, believe me,
yeah,
that the loved ones and family members haven't known how to ask, and they're thrilled about
it. They're happy when somebody else brings that up for them.
Like
walking up saying, hey, do you think I have a drinking problem? It may be something they've been wanting to say, but you laid it open. So you can do that. You could, if you're feeling it, but that has to start with some impression that you are one. If you're going to ask that question, how can you, what other than asking others, what other ways can you tell that you're having that effect on other people?
Well, it's kind of a craving that you get for energy, where you feel kind of panicky inside of yourself and you need to reach out to other people for something. You have to go to them. And energy vampires typically don't get filled up like in an evening by going to just one event. They might need to go to three or four things because they can't hold the energy. And so, you know, they can recognize it as a kind of hunger for people, you know, or a hunger for people's energy. And you can recognize that in yourself, how you constantly have to have external stimulation in order to feel well.
Well, I'm intrigued by that. I knew somebody who, whenever they were feeling tense, had to engage other people in arguments.
Right.
So if something happened to them, that first reflex they had was to go find somebody and pick a fight with them. And they would pick a fight over the most absurd things, which and often disrupt somebody who is in peace. They would pick somebody who is sitting and reading comfortably under a tree, or they would go to the person who is sitting down for lunch or watching television, relaxing, and they would come to that person and they would just find a way to get that person's dander up, get them all worked up into their, and then they could back off. Then they could walk away, and they go, man, you're crazy. You know, why are you getting so up? I just said this. And they were suddenly fine. They were in a good mood, and they were leaving everybody else in their wake, pulling their hair out.
Exactly, because they get the big hit of energy from the upset person. And that's what feeds the energy vampire. And you know, one type of energy vampire I talk about is the drama queen. It's a fairly benign type, but it can really suck you dry. And these drama queens feed off of your reactions. And so if you're going, oh my God, tell me about this drama that just happened in your life for the 10,000th time, they're off and running and they're fed by this, as opposed to never asking a drama queen how they're feeling.
Right.
You never do that. That's a big mistake.
It's like walking up to a, you know, the vampire of lore and just handing him your neck. Just putting putting your neck in their mouth and say, hey, you know, how's a bite? But that was the interesting thing about that pattern when I was talking about that earlier this evening with somebody, was they knew what they had to do. They knew it intuitively, but I don't know that they were conscious of it, where they sat down and said, I'm feeling bad. I think I'll go pick a fight with somebody. They were just drawn to that. So again, how can you describe that, what that need was, that hunger? How can they know better whether they are an energy vampire? Is there a similar checklist to the energy vampire that there is for somebody who's an intuitive empath?
If you're an energy vampire, yes, there is. You have to look at whether or not you get fed by high-intensity dramas, whether you get fed by blaming or criticizing somebody, stirring them up, whether you get fed by complaining. Or some energy vampires do consciously go after others. And I call this type in the book the go for the carotid type.
Yeah.
And these are the intentionally malicious energy vampires who go to cut you down and suck your blood and suck the energy right out of you because they're greedy or they're malicious and they want to cut you down. So although these people don't say, I'm going to go suck this person's energy, they do go after you on purpose.